Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, we're on digital, FM, satellite, and online, don't you know, at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin. Don't go anywhere. Coming up, we're going to get a live report from the South by Southwest Music Festival down in Austin, Texas. We'll talk about what happens also when presidential candidates make their way into your dreams. But before we do that, we're going to get some news headlines from my friend Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel, and good morning, everyone. The House and Senate have approved separate $3 trillion budget plans for the coming fiscal year. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
The measures were each passed with party-line votes. They're non-binding, but set out the Democrats' fiscal priorities. Both would spend billions more than President Bush has requested, largely in education, health care, and infrastructure. Both allow the president's signature tax cuts for upper-income taxpayers to expire in 2010, but would extend tax cuts for middle-income Americans. It will be up to the next Congress to decide whether to enact the tax changes. The Senate rejected a proposed amendment that would have barred the special interest spending projects known as earmarks, despite the support of all three presidential candidates.
NPR's Brian Naylor reporting. Democrats in Michigan may be close to an agreement with Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama over primary revotes. Obama spoke with NPR. He says if that happens, then something must be done about the current distribution of delegates.
We were told that these contests would not count. Senator Clinton agreed that they would not count. Our name was taken off the ballot in Michigan. And in Florida, we did no campaigning.
Now,
you know, if people think that that is a normal Democratic way of running an election, then, that's not the America that I know.
Senator Barack Obama. Michigan and Florida delegates have been excluded from Democratic convention because their states defied national party rules on holding early primaries. The House of Representatives had a secret debate last night. It's the first time in 25 years they've done that. The subject for the debate, the Democratic eavesdropping measure. Republicans asked for the closed-door session so they could have what they called an honest debate about it. President Bush says he will veto the bill in its current form. And diesel prices have soared just as many California farmers are beginning field work for spring planting. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
Farmers say with each passing day they're paying more for fuel. Diesel prices throughout the Central Valley rose 50 cents a gallon over the past week. Analysts say the cost will increase as the planting season continues. Some farmers filled their storage tanks long before the recent spike in prices. As they prepare their fields, they're trying to get as much mileage as possible with the cheaper diesel. One farmer, Craig Peterson, says the storage supply will soon be exhausted and he'll have to buy at current prices.
You have some farming operations that are a truckload a day and there's just no way around it.
Keeping the fuel from thieves is another problem. As the price of fuel rises, so do the number of thefts. Some farmers and growers are spending hundreds of dollars on security measures. Law enforcement agents say there's a robust black market in California for stolen diesel.
Bob Hensley reporting from California. And Lindsey Vonn won the World Cup Championship in alpine skiing. It's the first time in 25 years an American has won that title. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel, right back to you.
Go Team America!
Yeah.